Showtime.
Welcome to the BS Show. I'm Bob Sansevier, joined not by my slacker dawducer, Sam. By my shryducer, the man I can count on, unlike the woman I can't. Tom Schreier is with us. Now, Sam had something going on, and Tom was nice enough to say he'd fill in for her. I want to say thank you to Tom Bernard, the Tom Bernard Digital Radio Network, for inviting us to be part of the network. We are loaded. We have breaking news, too, and we're not talking about Norv Turner.
Oh.
Jeff O'Brien. Business and leisure attorney, lawyer extraordinaire, according to AM 1130, and I won't argue with him. He has breaking news, a news nugget related to the Vikings. Want to say thank you to Bradshaw and sponsors, Bradshaw and Bryant, always seeking justice for the injured, MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System, SmartStartMN.com. If you or someone you know is dealing with a DUI, they'll get you back on the road seamlessly. Also, MyPillow, Minnesota Bank and Trust Mortgage Team, Chanticleer Pizza, Thomas Brand Homes, Frontiersman, mentioned the BS Show, 5% off a used gun. And I would expect it's already up or something is at the best place for local news website, your spot, coldomaha.com.
Got Sam Ekstrom at the press conference and doing reporting.
Good, because you guys are going to be all over that. It's the big, big news. And we're joined today, Brian Miller, comic, witticist,
yes,
comedian extraordinaire. Brian Miller with a Y.
Yeah.
Brian Miller, comedy.
That's right.
Huh?
Yep.
At Real Brian Miller.
Yes, with a Y on Twitter.
With a Y. I was getting to that. And we also are joined by Jill Pavlik and Deb Locke from Urban Growler Brewing Company. I would think until today's news about Norv Turner, many Viking fans probably wanted to drown their sorrows with some Urban Growler. I would think that would have been a way to go. Now, Jeff, and this is not just a joke, right? What you told me when we came in related to the Vikings. You have as a client,
yeah,
I have a man who can help the Vikings.
Yes, Tommy Kramer has been on the show before as a client of mine. And I had called him this morning and I had jokingly said, you know, dust off your resume, Norv quit. And interestingly enough, you know, Tommy, you know, for all his fun of telling his old stories, Tommy's still pretty savvy about the game of football. And I remember texting him the day that they hired Norv, told him Norv was going to be the OC. And I swear to God, Tommy texted back. He said, the game has passed him by. So Tommy had his finger on the pulse of this a couple years ago when they hired Norv. And I jokingly said, dust off your resume. Job's open. He called back, and we were talking. And I said, I think Shermer's got the inside track, but, you know, you might want to submit your resume. He said, I'll be quarterback coach. You know, if the kid, you know, because, you know, of course, Norv's son, Scott, is the quarterback coach. I would presume that he probably would be leaving here.
I can't imagine he's going to stay.
I can't imagine either. So Tommy said, just tell Zim, send the paperwork over to my attorney. I'll do it.
We'll get the word out to Zim. There's a lot of things Zim needs to listen to. You know, and the funny thing about it, his news conference for Mike Zimmer, he talked about how he was very surprised. And, you know, he spoke, obviously, gave great platitudes to Norv Turner. I would have loved to have been within a mile of that building when they had their little talk, because I'm sure there was some screaming going on, because Mike Zimmer is not a calm guy.
You know, he didn't have his press conference on Monday, and the Vikings said it was because he was having a minor surgical procedure, and now we find out today he said it was for a detached retina. I honestly thought his foot was being surgically removed from somebody's rear end. maybe it was Norv's, but now they're claiming it was an eye issue.
Well, because his eyes were probably popping out of his head on Sunday.
Only by getting detached his retina from screaming.
Exactly. I have seen many coaches certainly come and go, but I don't recall ever seeing a coach resign or get fired from a team that is 5-2 and leading its division.
I just saw a little snippet, Bob, and I don't. This is, you know, social media is what it is. So it's just at this point an unsubstantiated rumor, but someone is saying a report from ESPN that apparently Pat Shermer called the plays the first four games that Bradford started. And that Norv took back over play calling the last two games.
If that is true, that explains a lot.
If he was getting his play calling duties taken away again and given to Shermer, that would explain why he would abruptly resign at 5-2.
I mean, on Monday on the KQ Morning Show and on this show and yesterday too, and last week, I blamed it on Norv. They have problems with their offensive line, no doubt. But any coach, you need to do something to help the guy out. You got to do something with the line. I said go to a two tight end and put Cordarrelle Patterson as a second tight end. He's 6'4", and he likes to hit people. And all he has to do is slow up a defensive end. And then he can go out on a pass route, too. Or the worst series or set of plays that were called in that game was when they're in the red zone, back-to-back runs by Matt Asiata, and then an empty backfield. You knew what was going to happen the way that rush was. Now, both and Jill and Deb, are you both Viking fans? Do you watch the games and enjoy them?
We're a split household.
Oh, yes. Oh! One of you is a Packer fan.
I am a Packer
fan. Oh, wow.
Well, you must have been thrilled with the outcome of the Viking game the other night.
You know, I do cheer for the Vikings, but I fell asleep, to be honest.
Well, many
you.
People
so
do
the Vikings.
So
do
Norm.
You know, my wife is a Packer fan, too, and she said, we can always agree to cheer against the Bears and the Lions.
I'm yes.
Like, that's true.
Yes,
yeah.
That's true. And the Packers played earlier that day, and it was although the Packers lost, was a very exciting game.
That was a fantastic game.
And you were still grieving.
I was still grieving the loss.
Yes.
Well, so, okay, the Packers played Sunday. Right?
Yes.
Okay. So Sunday were you gloating while the Packers were losing and then vice versa on
She's
Monday?
She's not allowed to gloat.
I don't gloat. I want to eat. So.
Yeah. I've learned in our household that I don't gloat because it usually comes back to get you.
Yes.
It'll haunt you big
time.
Like
maybe the next day.
Yeah.
That was a close
game, I don't
need to be
reminded of the 13 titles.
Well, now Tom, he started a website about sports. Were you surprised? I was surprised that he stepped down. I thought changes would be made, but this one baffled me.
No, and people were pretty bullish. They're like, "Yeah, we got all this head coaching experience on the coaching staff." And I felt like I was saying before off air, I feel like he has a great concept of how an offense should work. He doesn't really know what play to call on any given down, which sounds ridiculous, but it's like once he gets going with McKinnon using him in the Wildcat and what he's done with Patterson and just kind of some of these athletes who maybe would be kind of undefined in another system, he's done a good job with the personnel, but I think in terms of running the ball twice and then throwing on 3rd and 12 just doesn't work
and
over again.
He reminds me in this regard to Denny Green. He's incredibly stubborn. Where he was going to call the plays no matter what the personnel and no matter what was happening with the personnel, they were going to be his plays. Now, I will preface this by saying this is incredibly unfair. However, he made whatever his name, and it basically launched him into a head coaching career. He had 3 Hall of Fame players. He had Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, and Michael Irvin. Anyone could make something work with those guys. So, I mean, I know that's unfair. But when we take a look back, and I see a lot of people now taking shots at him. I took a shot when he was still a coordinator. There's people taking shots now that he isn't.
Well, and he was rough, a bad head coach in San Diego there by the end.
I don't think he was ever a good head coach.
No, and that Dallas team had such a great offensive line on top
of
it. Everybody on the field for that offense was incredible.
Well, and that's a little bit like the Packers story too. I have friends of mine that are Packer fans, even my own wife that complain about Mike McCarthy's play calling, and there's a feeling, and Deb, chime in if you agree, but I think there's a feeling among Packer fans that sometimes it's a matter of Aaron Rodgers' talent outdoing Mike McCarthy's play calling. And as Aaron Rodgers starts to get older and maybe some of those skills decline a little bit, now you're seeing more and more Mike McCarthy's play calling is the problems that people have with it are becoming more and more obvious. But you've had a Hall of Fame quarterback or future Hall of Fame quarterback that's been masking that. And so it's the same kind of thing. Sometimes it's more the talent you have that kind of overrides the play calling, and as the talent maybe dwindles or diminishes over the years, the play calling becomes obvious that there's problems.
I think that we will see on Sunday. Well, they were going to play better at home regardless, but I think that that Bradford will have a very good game because I think Shurmur, he has coached with – he's the reason he's there. He vouched for him when they needed a quarterback because he coached him in Philadelphia. I am convinced that he is going to go to his strengths, and Bradford will have a good game, and he will do things to help mask how bad that offensive line is.
Well, and the other thing too is for everybody that's panicking, we have to have some perspective. They are 5-2 and leading their division after losing their starting quarterback, their Hall of Fame running back, and their starting left tackle, and now a whole host of other guys. So the fact that they're even upright and alive at this point is a little bit miraculous.
Well, I think that's one big difference between Packer fans and Viking fans. The Packer fans would think, even with a record of 3-10, the Packers can still make it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, you're totally
right. Or the Viking
right.
fans will have two losses and they're out of it.
The Viking fans will be undefeated and walking around with a cloud over their head waiting for the bomb to drop as to what's going to happen to blow the whole thing.
And that happened when they went to Philadelphia.
Exactly. Yeah,
no, we've been so mistreated. But I think this year's Packer, or this year's Vikings remind me of the Falcons last year, where
5-0, 8-8.
Yeah, maybe a little overperforming. But then also, the good part of that is we see the Falcons just needed a couple of pieces realigned to become a really strong team. So I think, you know, if we get Khalil back and a couple of pieces in there,
I don't know about
next year could be.
Answer.
Not Khalil. I'm sorry. Not Khalil.
Smith.
Smith.
Yeah. I do think that they did the right move, though, in not trying to make some desperation move before the trade deadline and dropping more draft picks because this is still a young team.
Yeah.
And you didn't need to go all in this year. So if they,
I'd
rather see them go out and pick up some, draft some good offensive linemen rather than. Yeah, they better be drafting all offensive linemen next year.
I don't have a problem with not doing anything, but they better be all in this year because they have an opportunity to get home field throughout because they still have the Cowboys have a better record, but they're on their schedule.
Well, I think all in to some extent. I mean, they aren't sitting there with Brett Favre at 41 years old as their quarterback. Mm-hmm. We do have they can come back and be competitive next year. You don't need to trade all of your draft picks this year to try to, to try to run the table this year.
I was Allen kind of guy, though. I'd trade whatever, If you could get, you try to win now. You never know what next year is going to bring, like injuries to key players. So that's sort of where I sit. You know what, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We want to hear more from Jill and Deb about their rivalry. Also about Urban Growler. And because you guys hold a distinction, don't you? Are you the...
Yes.
And what is that distinction?
It's the first woman-owned production brewery in the history of Minnesota.
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
Just treat us like anybody else.
We're in awe. Are there others now after you guys started? You ladies?
Women.
You women? I don't want to offend. I just did, though, didn't I?
She Brewing, yep. And then Joseph Wolf it's a contract brewing. That's another client of mine. Actually, ironically, all three of them are clients of mine.
There you go.
But Joseph Wolf, it's the granddaughters of Joseph Wolf, which was a pre-prohibition brewery in Stillwater.
Oh, really?
But they do contract brewing, so somebody else brews their beer, which is why I always couch it by saying production brewery, because if I just said, it's the first woman-owned brewery in the history of Minnesota, I'd be getting calls.
Okay, all right, wait a minute.
I got to be careful.
Pre-prohibition? They really stopped during Prohibition?
To do sodas, and they just wasn't profitable, and they stopped.
Oh, wow.
Of breweries that were pre-Prohibition that were open tried to do, sodas and stuff and try to do something to make money, and it wasn't enough money in it, so they stopped production.
All right, let's take a quick break. We will be right back. Justice for the injured. It's more than just a slogan at Bradshaw and Bryant. Most of the time, you don't need a lawyer, but there may come a time when you do. For many people, it's when they're involved in an accident. If you're in an accident and you're injured, you need an attorney. You need Bradshaw & Bryant. The law firm of Bradshaw & Bryant will make sure you know your rights. Many insurance companies don't want you to get an attorney, which is the best reason to get an attorney. And if you need one, you need to talk to Bradshaw & Bryant. They deal with the insurance companies. They settle things for you. There are no out-of-pocket expenses. It won't cost you anything. They don't get paid unless you do. The attorneys representing you at Bradshaw & Bryant know what to do because they've done it before many, many times. Bradshaw & Bryant will use every legal tool at their disposal to protect your rights. Be an advocate for you and see that you're treated fairly. So if you need an attorney, give Bradshaw & Bryant a call at 800-770-7008. That's 800-770-7008. Or visit their website at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. They're the attorneys to contact when you need help. They're the attorneys who will give you the help. SmartStart MN Ignition Interlock System knows getting a DUI can be a difficult time in your life. Besides the stigma and embarrassment of having a DUI, you have to worry about the possibility of losing your driving privileges. If that happens, you need to have a SmartStart Ignition Interlock System installed in your vehicle. The SmartStart Ignition Interlock System prevents a vehicle from operating if you've been drinking. With a SmartStart system installed in your vehicle, the state has to restore your driving privileges. SmartStart now is offering to come to your home or business to install install its ignition interlock system. Smart Start has been available for nearly a decade, and it is the only locally owned and operated ignition interlock company approved in Minnesota. Smart Start has been involved in the crafting of Minnesota's ignition interlock program, and Smart Start representatives give seminars throughout Minnesota to clients, lawyers, and legislators. The people at Smart Start know it's a difficult time when you get a DUI. You'll find them to be compassionate, knowledgeable, and caring, and they can answer all your questions. Smart Start is run by attorneys who know the law. For more information, go to smartstartmn.com. That's smartstartmn.com or call 952-224-7050. 952-224-7050. And that's where you need to go if you get a DUI. Are you looking to buy your first home? Or are you looking to buy your third home? The Minnesota Bank and Trust Mortgage Team, with offices in Edina and Stillwater, is able to help you no matter what your situation, whether you're a first-time home buyer or building your real estate portfolio. Their experts can help you find the best loan program for your situation. With interest rates being low, there isn't a better time to buy or refinance than now. You can visit their website, mnbankandtrust.com. That's mnbankandtrust.com. Or call 952-841-9300. That's 952-841-9300. And contact one of their mortgage specialists today to get started on financing your next home. Minnesota Bank and Trust is a member of the FDIC and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 490-951. What is this?
This is a Young and the Famous. They're here tonight.
Oh.
At First Avenue, yeah. My friend loves him.
Well,
so.
Norv may go see him. He's got time. He's
me and Uncle Norv are going to a concert.
You and Norv?
He's old and infamous now.
Yeah. Hopefully not naked.
But well, yes, that would be ideal. I don't think that would be good for
somebody
anybody.
Somebody was reporting that he was going to retire after this season anyway. But again, this had to be some blowout. You don't just up and leave because, well, it's just not working. He was pissed off about something, clearly. We are joined by, I'm going to capsulize it by Funny Man.
I'll take that.
Brian Miller. Where are you this? Are you anywhere this weekend?
Actually, I got some good stuff this week. Saturday, I'll be at the Women's Club of Minneapolis for Doug Loves Movies, Doug Benson's movie game show. And then Sunday night is the big Acme anniversary show.
Oh.
Yeah, big lineup, special guests. It's going to be exciting. So that starts at 7:30. Tickets are sold out. You could try to get one still, I guess.
Oh, standing room only, SRO.
Yeah, it's going to be packed.
Good luck parking.
Yeah.
Try that. And it is BrianMillerComedy.com at Real Brian, B-R-Y-A-N Miller. Jeff O'Brien, lawyer extraordinaire, as they say on AM 1130.
And I'll be at the Minnesota Real Estate Institute for the next 2 days at St. Paul River Center.
Oh, wow. Ooh. That's exciting.
Thriller.
And annual continuing ed for real estate lawyers.
One of your multitude of clients, Urban Growler Brewing, Jill Pavlik and Deb Locke are with us. And now, the mark of a good attorney is he makes you feel like you're the only client he has. Does Jeff do that for you guys? Or does he always put you off? Well, I got so-and-so brewing on the other line.
Oh, no, absolutely. And Jeff is also a wealth of resources. So he knows what's going on in the community, and that's always an asset when you're looking for some help.
Now, is one of you the brewmaster?
That would be Deb.
All right, Deb, can you, if you haven't already, I don't drink beer, but I will drink this if you make it. Sea salt caramel beer. Can you do it? They're making everything.
I've already made the request.
You
I'm a huge
too?
Dessert fan. I want a good donut beer, good sea salt caramel beer.
Why would that be hard to do?
It wouldn't be hard to do.
Well, what
actually,
are you waiting for?
Well, Jill likes a lot of different desserts, you know, and I gotta prioritize. Actually, we brought a candy corn imperial cream ale today. That started as one of Jill's
request.
Dessert desires.
Can you taste the candy corn?
It's sweet. It's
not really sweet. It kind of is essence.
Yes.
The marshmallowy
sweetness and creaminess.
Now, did you start like a lot of them do in a garage, or how did you first? Were you home brewers first?
Yes. Yeah. So Deb, I was a longtime home brewer, and it just became more and more of an obsession. And our tap room. You'll see the tanks, that's obsession gone kind of over the top.
And you have food, too?
Yes. We do. We have a kitchen.
That makes it more of a rarity for a tap room, doesn't
it?
We were
first
we
to
were
have food.
The first in the Twin Cities.
Since then, Sturley opened their monstrosity over in...
but they, 0.9 miles west of us.
And they of course have food, but Urban Growler was actually the first one. And that's what, legally speaking, everybody will talk about, the difference between a brew pub and a brewery is that the brew pub can have food. I'm like, no, breweries can have food in their tap room. There's other reasons what makes them different.
It's so, yeah, amazing food. I've had the food.
Oh, you've been to an Urban Growler?
Yeah, now that when I looked up a picture of it, and I remember. I used to live over that direction. So,
what beer did you, what was your favorite?
I can't remember the beer as much. I know it was really good, but I just remember we ordered a ton of. It was actually our last stop, and we were all starving, and we like ordered just a table full of food, and it was all really, really good.
Now,
I remember the experience.
Do you have the Growler Prowler? Is that something you have? That's what you call them, right? The big prowlers? Is that what
the growler? Half-gallon jug of beer.
Oh, it's a growler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Growler.
Yeah, it's a growler.
Growler.
It's a prowler. Yes. Nah, never mind.
There's a Crowler, which is now the
see the look I got from them. What an idiot.
Maybe you get Halloween beer, the Prowler, right?
Well, it sounds like a pub crawl, doesn't it? I thought that's what he was getting.
Oh, pub crawl.
Yeah,
that's what I meant.
Who are all these guys coming in here prowling to these pubs?
I screwed up like Norv. I resign.
Oh, God.
Does that mean Sam has to quit, too?
Yeah, she looks like she already has, doesn't it?
Oh, jeez.
For the amount of time she's been coming in lately. No, she's busy today and blah, blah, blah.
The Scott Turner of radio, as I've always called it.
Yeah. Tommy Kramer wants her job.
Oh, God.
He's going to come in and work the board, too. So, all right, what's your latest beer? The candy corn is one. What are some of the others that you've done?
So, our fall seasonal candy corn imperial cream ale. We have a pumpkin saison on right now. We'll be releasing some of our barrel-aged Russian Imperial Stouts in a couple weeks. We have a barrel release party tonight.
What's that one for? That's for that one?
For the two Russian Imperial Stouts, which will show up in our tap room right after Thanksgiving.
Oh, you're a Trump fan, eh? You're trying to tie yourself in with the Russians, just like him.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my. Show them your hands. We pit a ton of plums on Monday for beer that... We call a plowed pint beer that's coming up.
Yeah, that's one of the things. Urban Growler is one of their niches. They do some very good beers with different kinds of fruit. Like in the summer, is it like summertime? That. You do the rhubarb
wit, blueberry.
Really good.
Wheat.
I think of all your beers, that's probably my favorite one is the rhubarb wit. Well,
do you try to get a lot of ingredients that are Minnesota grown?
Yes, a lot of local. So, well, we do cross the border, but nearby. Wisconsin.
It's okay. They come
from there. Canada.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Wisconsin.
That's
Wisconsin.
Different.
Ecuador. It's not that far.
No, we try to get local ingredients, and so we also right now in our tap room, the pumpkin saison is with local pumpkins, and then we have a jalapeno cream ale, which is from the jalapenos are organic from Featherstone Farms.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's kind of that's neat.
Yeah. So they're not always ingredients that normally show up in beer.
Because Deb's philosophy, the German purity law, Reinheitsgebot. Deb's rule is Reinheitsgebot.
Reinheitsgebot. I went to high school with him, I think.
Oh, man. Why am I here?
What's the weirdest beer you guys have made? Like, what's the most unique or weird ingredient that you've put in there?
Well, she used our Christmas tree at our home when she was homebrewing. That was disgusting. So the weirdest ones happened at home, but
that was an experiment.
We draw a line at.
Did it taste like Pine Sol, like the spray?
It was worse than Pine Sol. And I've tried Pine Sol.
I had a brew. It was the middle of winter, and I had grain, I had yeast, but I had no hops. I'm like, I saw the Christmas tree. And that's what happened.
Well, I need to, now, okay, speaking of hops, where do you get your hops from? Are they locally grown?
No, not yet.
Jeff and I have to talk because we have a farm. I'm going to turn over my hay fields into a hop field.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are quite
I told you that's the next growth industry. I got one client
no pun
more
intended
coming that are.
Right.
Yeah, but is there good money in it, though? I mean, will I lose money or
well,
is it money?
It's going to be good money. When you've got right now 120 breweries with 80 more slated to open, I think it's a pretty good growth industry to get into.
So should I sublet it or do it? I don't feel like putting those big sticks in the ground. We
should talk. We should talk about how we could do that.
How we could do that, and I could just kick back and make a lot of money. That's all I care about on that.
Well, we have a space you can use at the brewery that's a private space that you could get together with Jeff and use our hay
loft. They have a private event space at the brewery. So
yes, thanks for mentioning that, Jeff. Uh-huh. And we are just off Canadian University.
So do you do weddings there, and do you do any type of events?
We have had a smaller wedding. We do plan to have a larger event space where
we have a waiting
list. It's a tap room.
No, but it was a barn originally.
Yeah. Well, at one point it housed the City of St. Paul police horses. The building's
it's beautiful.
From
it's,
the
a
late
cool,
1800s.
It's a cool building.
Really?
Yeah. And it's another example of one of those breweries that we're always talking about different law changes that help grow this industry. You know, this is a brewery that's – this isn't – you know, some of these breweries will locate in, like, a retail area. Urban Growler is in more of an industrial area. And at one point, St. Paul didn't allow a retail business, like a tap room, in an industrial area. So, again, they had to go in and amend their zoning ordinances to allow for it. So that's what happens a lot of times at the municipal level is cities changing these ordinances to – you know, because nobody would have thought about this type of thing 20, 30 years ago.
Is that why you got Jeff? Because he knew whose palms needed to be greased?
Hardly. Hardly.
So we talked those police really, horses
to get, a city
to get the building.
To get a city to change an ordinance to allow a brewery, all you have to do is tell them, we want to open a brewery in your city. That's pretty much all they need. They're falling over each other to open breweries.
Do you need a liquor license, or is that different?
Yes.
It's a taproom license.
So
yes.
it's different, because liquor licenses are ridiculous to try to get, right? You can't get – it's tough to get an existing one, isn't it? Or they've cap them out. They have caps on them?
Yeah, so –
do they cap brewery licenses?
No. Well, it depends. Some cities that have municipal liquor stores, you know, they'll only allow for two, you know, like – retail licenses to you know, for on sale other places in the city, like Buffalo. I think when they did their ordinance to allow for haze, they permitted that you can have two. They'll issue two tap room licenses, so they treat it the same way as any other of their liquor licenses because of the municipal jurisdiction. But that's and other cities have followed suit in terms of the munis. So that's the only one. The only limitations that I've seen from a city is when they have the munis there, they treat the tap rooms no different than the retail licenses.
Oh, that's interesting. You know, we need to take a very quick break and come back with Kelly in Vegas. Either one of you gamble?
Oh yes.
Yeah. She just told you she won a crisp train of beer, Bob. Clearly she's a gambler.
That's a hell of a gamble.
That's funny.
Deb's parents live in Las Vegas.
Kelly is she's our expert on picks, and she has her own site, KellyInVegas.com, and she's very good at this. And that's why we talk to her every Wednesday, and we're gonna we'll get her on the horn and see what she sees going on here. But first, I wanted to mention, if you love pizza, who doesn't love pizza? You will love Chanticleer pizza. Chanticleer has been in business for more than 50 years. You don't last that long in any business unless you're giving people what they want. Chanticleer delivers every time. Chanticleer features thin crust, New York-style hand-tossed, and pan pizza, 11 Twin Cities locations with delivery and takeout. In Coon Rapids and Maple Grove, there's the Chanticleer Pizza Grill. It offers a full bar restaurant, full menu, burgers, salads, pastas, and so much more. Great game day specials on Sundays during the football season. Chanticleer is your game day delivery expert for the football season. Chanticleer restaurants are independently owned and operated. For more information, go to ChanticleerPizza.com. That's ChanticleerPizza.com. Chanticleer Pizza, the clear choice for all pizza lovers. And that's all right. Tom's getting in touch, getting Kelly on the horn for us. If you don't have that, try the she's at one of the two. I just heard from her on Twitter. And now, do you host, by the way? Because you say you both gamble and you both like sports. Do you host like fantasy football parties?
We
too?
Had one earlier this fall. We did.
Joe's got a fantasy football team, but
how's that going?
Not so good. It was sucking up so much juice on my phone. I had to delete the app. And I have no. I know I'm going to owe a lot of beer at the end of this season.
Give him the Christmas tree beer.
That's exactly right.
They won't let her play next year.
Does your fantasy team have a funny name?
No, I didn't know how to change the name. It's just Jill's team.
I've had problems with that, too. I played in the league for 20 years, and I don't even know if we had internet then, but I figured out finally last year how to put – my team is the Maltese Falcons because I like movies.
Oh, that's a great movie.
To put a falcon as my thing. Uh-huh. The Maltese Falcon is my my team emblem or logo.
It's the stuff dreams are made of.
Absolutely, except unfortunately my team isn't. I also, this goes back 20-odd years, too. There was I think it was Buttwin was the name of it. It was a T-shirt and more than T-shirts, they did jackets, like the leather varsity jackets. I went there and I had a Maltese Falcons jacket, varsity jacket made, Maltese Falcons. And what I used was, because they could not duplicate. I had to have like an existing thing. I couldn't find the Maltese Falcon to put on there, so I put on the Atlanta Falcons logo on it. It looks pretty good, though.
That's pretty cool.
I found it, and you know, I've been losing weight, and I could finally fit into it again, which is, I'm pretty happy with myself for
nice.
That. And Tom's still trying to get.
Yeah, the connection was bad.
Okay, we'll be with her. We'll have her with us momentarily, and. Now, I had sent something to Kelly last night saying, and this is before we heard about Norv, the Vikings suck, but it should be better, you know, at home. And I do think it will be, because I think that they're, first of all, it's very difficult for another team to come in here and play. That crowd is loud. Do either one of you or any of you go to games?
I haven't been to the new
We're
one.
Working no. at the brewery pretty much. Oh, so.
Been to Lambeau Field a number of times, of course, but gives
oh,
me goosebumps.
Packer fan. No.
Yes.
First time I went to Lambeau, what shocked me is it was like a Kmart across the street. You think, much like when I went to Augusta National for the first time and across the street was a strip mall, you expect like everything around it to be this like beautiful tree lined with, you know, manicured lawns. And
no, we parked three blocks away in somebody's front yard.
Well, and that's the thing I was going to say. There's an ad I saw on online. They had with Eddie Lacy, and he went with the grounds crew to go to the lawn of some neighbors. They have 15 homes right next to Lambeau Field. Mm-hmm. And we've actually parked not on their property, but we were at our parking passes for the media was right across the street from these homes. It is amazing that, I mean, that, and the homes are right on top of it. It's not like they're, you know, a mile away. They're just there. Because they I don't know what came first. Probably the Lambeau was there first, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I tell people, even if they're Viking fans, I say, if you like the NFL, if you like football, if you like the NFL, you got to take a trip to Green Bay sometime just to see. I mean, you drive through the east side of Green Bay, and you look at if you see a large 1960s-era Rambler, it's a pretty good shot that it was one of the Packer players that lived in it.
Wow.
You know, one of the – I think it's at Southeast High School. You know, Lambeau Field was City Stadium when they opened in 1957. The city stadium they had prior to that is still there. It's the high school field for, like, Southeast High School.
How big was that?
Huh?
How many people did that hold?
Not very many. You can still see where they would have put the cars on either side of the field to light the field in lieu of having lights. The Packers organization paid a lot of money a few years ago to have the thing restored and have some plaques put up. And right across the street is Curly Lambeau's birthplace. I mean, it is kind of like you can put together a nice little driving tour of Green Bay. I say this because my in-laws live in Green Bay. So I've gone through and, you know, oh, there's Vince Lombardi's house. There's Bart Starr's house.
That's the amazing. Lombardi's house is just a house. There was nothing special
exactly,
about it.
Exactly. But you can do that, whereas, you know, everybody, you know, you never would say, oh, yeah, Fran Tarkenton lived on this block, and Bud Grant was over here, and right. It doesn't happen that way. And it's that you have to go there and really understand that culture to really appreciate why they're so fervent about their team.
Community and part of the culture.
Yeah.
But think twice before wearing a Vikings jersey to a Packer Viking game, because I did that, and when we were at a restaurant, it was fun. It was in good humor. But the funniest one was when I held the bathroom door open for this older woman with a walker. And she looked up at my jersey. She looked up at me. And she's like, they'll let anyone in this place.
You know, I had a friend the year that Bridgewater got hurt and they had Christian Ponder start. And we got blown out on a Thursday night.
Uh-huh.
I had a friend of mine that he was wearing a Randy Moss jersey to the game. He was booking back on Highway 29 about 85 miles an hour. Got pulled over by the state patrol. He comes into shines in the car, sees that he's worn has a Moss jersey on. He goes, "Oh, you've suffered enough. Keep your speed up and let him go."
That's great. Well, you have to go fast if you're wearing a Randy Moss jersey. It's only fair.
Exactly.
I think he's. I may have given him the wrong number. Did I?
I don't know. I'm getting some guy named Kenneth. And she's not picking up.
Well, let's talk to Kenny.
I don't think Kenneth wants to talk.
Well, let me just take – let's take a quick break and just play one of the ads and we'll confirm the numbers. I might have typed it wrong, which is not – you know, it's happened.
Just play Norv.
Recently, you've heard me talk about the home builder, Thomas Brand Homes. But what you may not know is they do more than just build new homes. Tom Bernard partnered with his good friend and general contractor, Tom Huseman, and started Thomas Brand Homes after learning firsthand just how difficult it is to find a general contractor that you can trust and count on to do what they say. In addition to building beautiful custom homes, they are also your go-to general contractor for home projects, both large and small. From full basement, kitchen, and bath remodels to replacing inefficient windows and doors at a better price, it is higher quality than you'll find at any of the big box stores. For your home improvement projects, both large and small, give Thomas Brand Homes a chance. Call them at 612-545-5847. They'd love to meet with you and provide a free, no-pressure estimate. That's 612-545-5847 or visit their website at thomasbrandhomes.com. That's Thomas, B-R-A-N-D-T, homes.com. And we're back. I think we straightened that out. We should have gotten... Tom kept calling, and I'm guessing her what it was her cell number last year is now Kenny's cell number.
Yeah. So Kenny, damn it.
He must have talked to Kenny about 15 times. Speaking of Kenny, after the election, or maybe we should try to get him... No, I want to see if we can get him this week. I want to get Ken Bone on again.
I was just thinking about Ken Bone. I like that guy.
We had Ken Bone on a few weeks ago. Actually, it was within days of him becoming a sensation. We were part of his – we were in that 15-minute of frame window when we had Ken Bone. Ken is Ken T-Bone, right?
Yeah.
Is this Kelly?
Hey, he's got her. No, this is Kenny.
I've told you five times this is Kenny now.
I need to set it down.
All right, why don't you – you're not going to disconnect her, are you? You have to call her again?
Yeah, I got
to
call her again.
All right, would you get it right this time?
I'm trying. Kenny and Las Vegas. I'm never going back to Vegas. And
You know what? I'm going to call her and we'll just do it off my cell phone if we have to.
I don't know what's up. Yeah, it was like with Katie here.
Not a problem. Or give her the number to call back in. We could try it that way.
I'm going to text her that number and I can pick her up and get her set up.
All right. We'll do that. And here we're trying to impress you two and look.
They're like, well, we opened a kitchen and a tap room. What have you guys done? One successful phone call yet?
I'll pick it up when she calls.
Okay, did you give her the number? Oh, I have to give it to you?
Can you give it to her? That's probably the most direct way to do it, isn't it?
What do you mean, give it to her? You mean you want me to call it? Call
just
her?
Text her the number, and then she can call.
Oh, Christ. Then, all right, talk while I'm getting, do this. I mean, I could...
I'm getting a bad connection. This happened with Katie Harms. This is not on the producer. I want people to know.
I very much hope that Kenny calls. if the phone rings and we pick up it.
All right, this is Kenny. I've changed my mind.
Yeah, I want to come on the BS show.
I want to be on your show.
Well, you might have gambling advice. You don't know. He's in Vegas.
I pretend he's from Reno, so, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. It is a Vegas number.
Yeah.
Should we try some beer?
Yeah, let's do that.
Ooh.
Let's do that.
Now, what beers did you bring again?
We brought a couple.
You have the candy corn.
We did bring the candy corn.
Is it like an R2-D2 cooler?
Yeah.
Looks kind of
R2-D2 cooler. So we have a couple glasses here. So this is our candy corn imperial cream ale made with real candy corn. It's Brock's candy corn, which has real honey.
Oh, you use the good stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's according to Jill. That's the one and only.
You know, you say that with just a hint of disdain. Did you not want to make the candy corn or give it a go?
Well, when we first opened, we opened in the end of July. And
good.
We needed a Halloween beer and was kind of like, crap, we need a Halloween beer. What are we going to have? And I know that Joe loves candy corn, and so it was a little bit of a joke when we started, and it turned out to be pretty popular.
It's
and
good.
So ever
can you
since,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, since then we've had to make it every year.
And what's the alcohol?
Yeah, so when it's imperial, it usually means more of everything. This one is 9.1% alcohol.
9.1?
Yeah, so this is higher than we normally make.
It's like the Everclear of beer.
Well,
I think you just wrote the new slogan.
The Everclear of beer. Your sales will go through the roof.
Yeah.
Here we go.
All right.
Now, do you taste the candy corn in it?
Yeah. It's,
you do taste the marshmallow.
I wouldn't have known it was candy corn if I had known. I said, what is that? Right. But now that I know it's candy corn, it's like kind of a little malty sweetness, like a malty marshmallow sweetness.
That's exactly the right, top Brian, sweet. With a Y.
I love when people say that.
Yeah,
now, you say you're a big candy corn fan. A lot of people talk smack about candy corn.
They do. They said there's nothing maybe more divisive than this upcoming election or
and
candy corn.
Yeah. I know it is. Huh. I like candy corn myself.
One or the other.
We
are joined by Kelly in Vegas, brought to you by Chanticleer Pizza. Kelly, I'm sorry about that. We were having some phone things here were a bit of a problem. Now, Norv was fired, by the way. Or, no, he resigned, pardon me.
Did he resign? Okay, that's I saw that, and I immediately had to message you. I was like, wait, what?
That's what many people, that was the reaction of many. But if you put everything together, Jeff O'Brien is with us, said that there was a report that the first four games, well, it was actually the four games going into the bye, Pat Shurmur was calling the plays. That's one of the stories. I think ESPN, you said, right?
Yeah.
Was reporting
unconfirmed
that.
Unconfirmed report from ESPN.
Well, because things certainly changed for offensively after the bye. And I didn't think, I mean, I've been on Norv the last two games because I thought he's called two bad games. He never adjusted to the pass rush in either game to make changes, to give some help, to keep a back end, put a second tight end on the left side. He just was calling plays and just assuming they'd work because he called them.
So, it's interesting because when I saw that was my first initial reaction, but now that you say that, it makes sense to see the difference. And I feel like I kind of jinxed you guys because I said I was a little concerned with the early bye week. You know, you kind of killed some momentum there.
Well, it killed a lot of momentum for them because they were not the team. The team that went into the bye is not the team that came out of it, and that was very evident. But this game, what is the spread on this game?
It is 6.
Vikings by 6.
Vikings by 6, and I, you know, did a nice write-up, obviously, prior to the Norm news. I think you guys have a big bounce back week. I really do. I think this Detroit Lions team gets a lot of hype, and Matthew Stafford gets entirely too much credit. I watched, we'll say half the game on Monday night, and I was just like, I can't watch this. This is bad.
You
this
and many
is
others.
Bad. It just was one of those games where I'm not a Jay Cutler fan. I never have, ever since he's been in Denver, and I love to watch him lose. I love to watch him pout and to watch him easily make plays. I was like, okay, I can't watch this. Hopefully the Vikings somehow pull off a win. I had the under, so that was never in doubt, and it was a really easy bet. But I was like, I'll just catch up on my Sunday shows or something because it was just a really ugly second game in a row by the Vikings.
When you consider who the opponent was, it was abysmal for the performance offensively and defensively. And one of the columns in town wrote that the only good player on the field was their punter because he punted so much. He's going to have, like, if you can get carpal tunnel in your leg, he's going to have it.
Jeez.
After all the times he had to punt. And I think this will be a big bounce back. And I think that we will see things from this offense that we didn't see the last 2 weeks because Shurmur, you'd have to be a fool to not see that they need to give help to the offensive line. And to me, the best way to do it is that extra tight end. And I've been advocating for over a week that Cordarrelle Patterson be the second tight end because he's 6'4". He likes to hit people. And he decided this season he wants to be a football player. And he's been it's a complete turnaround from what he's been the last couple of seasons. I think he could be their most – he is already their most versatile offensive player, and they should take advantage of that as a wide receiver, as a running back, as a tight end. Put him on the he should not be off the field when
I agree.
The Vikings
he should
are
just
on
be
offense.
On the field wherever you need him for that play. And again, like you said, he's so versatile. He's such a great athlete that you can use him in multiple spots, and it's going to obviously confuse the defense if at one moment a guy's a running back and the next thing you know he's playing tight end.
He's a bigger, stronger Percy Harvin. And Percy, before he got hurt the year when Adrian Peterson won the MVP, Percy Harvin was having the MVP season. I almost said Herschel Walker. Not Adrian Peterson. Herschel Walker. How did that come back?
Percy's back, by the way. See, Percy came out of retirement yesterday.
Yeah. It's not
for
good.
Who?
For the Bills.
Bills.
He's only 28. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
How's his hip? He'll be on. He'll be sidelined for most of the season.
Yeah. He came out just to ruin people's fantasy seasons.
Well, I'm picking him up.
I know. I'm like clicking on my computer gently right now. Wait, how can I pick up Percy?
What do I have to do to get Percy? We'll have to see if we can work that out. Now, Kelly, I want to get some other games from you, but first, KellyInVegas.com. At KellyInVegas on Twitter. LasVegasInsider.com. I always screw that up without the S, right?
Yeah, it's Vegas Insider.
Vegas Insider.
Insider.
Insider.com.
No,
okay.
Vegas Insider.
And your CBS Sports, Sportsline.com, right?
Yep.
And now, are you doing anything? Have you done anything more with the Playboy channel?
I haven't. You know, that was all through Vegas Insider. They set it up for me last year. Super fun gig to do, but I think it kind of for lack of better words, wasn't sexual enough for Playboy.
I've been told the same thing.
That's amazing.
I'm just going to go with that. If I had to guess, it's better. You know, like I said, I was picking against a girl who was picking with her boobs. So,
you mean she actually, she actually like dipped down and whatever it landed, that's what she went with?
Whatever stuck to it, yep.
The over underwear? Boom, bra joke, don't even wear them.
Yep.
Don't worry, she didn't either. It's all good.
Aren't you glad you came today? He's a big fan of yours, by the way.
I know, I told him.
Tom Schreier,
I came to the show. My friend heckled
the hell
out of him.
Lucky guy, Tom. You're a lucky guy.
Yeah.
Look at Brian.
I'm drinking 9.1 beer. I don't even know where I am. It's great.
We have the two owners of Urban Growler, and they did. Honestly, I don't drink beer, but I've never heard of a 9.1.
I was going to say that's aggressive.
It's got plenty of malt, but also the candy corn, which is pure sugar.
Yeah,
is all fermentable.
All right. Well, so it's very good that we have Kelly on the line. Kelly, what's the over under the number of 9.1 beers you have to drink to be schnockered?
Me or you guys?
Well, you could probably drink anyone under the table in Vegas.
I used to be able to, but gosh, the last time I had some alcohol was Saturday night, and it didn't end well for me on Sunday.
Well, all right, now, both of you, right, Deb and Jill, you guys are fans. Jill and Deb own Urban Growler, and when I said so, either one of you bet, they said in unison, yes, and they seem to really enjoy it. So is there a college or a pro game one or both of you are both interested in this weekend?
No. Well, I'm always interested.
She's a Packer fan.
I'm a Packer fan. That's the only thing I pay attention to. So, and I always think they're going to win. Actually, I stopped betting on football games because I kept betting on the Packers and kept losing. So.
Well, you need to go to KellyInVegas.com.
They're a rough team to back, especially this year. I don't blame you. I might be betting against them again this week.
But we're both alum of the U of M, so the University of Minnesota.
So well, we'd be last week was a good week to bet them. This week, I would definitely stay away. They play so much better on the road. I really like this Gophers team. I see this game going one of two ways. It could go similar to the Rutgers game, where you guys win, squeak out a win, or it could go similar to last week against Illinois where you just blow them out of the water. I never know which Gophers team I'm going to get, so I just sit back and watch.
So don't bet on that one.
I wouldn't. It looks, I'm telling you, I can make a case for them winning by 3 touchdowns, but after last week they looked great, but that 2 weeks ago against Rutgers, it's hard to keep an unbiased opinion and take it from week to week and take a one-game sample against the Illini and say, oh, they can do that again this week. That's the only thing that makes me a little bit nervous about this one.
See, I still think the Gophers are frauds. I don't put any faith in them at all.
Well, they're going bowling again this year. You got to give them that much credit.
Well, whoop-de-doo.
I know, you sound like me. You sound exactly like me as a Kansas State fan. I'm like, we didn't win 10 games, cool.
I don't in any way think, you know, I don't think the coach is going to be the next year. And they're not going to go. They're not going to have just 2 losses when it's all said and done. So I'm not like a big fan of theirs. But I want to circle back to the Vikings. So you are all over laying the 6, right?
I was even before the Norv news. We've talked about this before, and you guys were a perfect 6-0 in your last 6 divisional games until Monday night against the Bears. I mean, this is a big game for you guys to keep, you know, ahead in the NFC North. I think it's going to be one of those games where we see a lot different Vikings team than we've seen the last 2 weeks. Plus, you know what? Again, you guys have that great home field advantage that a lot of people haven't really taken into account. I haven't obviously been there because it's a brand new stadium. But they even started saying week one, the atmosphere in that place is just electric. I think that's going to be what the Vikings need to get back on track. Good home win. I think it's going to be a good week for you guys.
Now, you don't think, because you obviously know a lot of the guys that set the lines, you don't think that the switch from Turner to Shermer will affect the line at all, do you?
I doubt it. I'm going to say I doubt it. If anything, the line gets affected because I'm guessing either the Lions or – I'm guessing Lions money is going to come in because people are more concerned with – oh, well, who's going to be calling the plays now? Because they don't have the inside information that you guys have. You know what I mean? To know that Shermer was actually the one calling the plays the first four games. Unless they're reading on ESPN, like you said, and figuring that out,
but even
they might think of it as, you know, a bad thing. But there's the other side of it, too, where we could see money coming on Minnesota. Because whenever an offensive coordinator gets fired, a head coach gets fired, whether it's college or NFL, people tend to react to that.
They rally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the team rallies. The betting public tends to react to it too, and says either it's a good thing or it's a bad thing.
I think people are going to be excited because Shermer is the reason Sam Bradford is here. He endorsed them. He told them that he'd be, because he coached in Philadelphia and he coached Bradford. He knows what the strengths are, and he will play to those strengths, I'm sure. So I'm looking forward to it. Kelly, as always, it's great to talk to you, and we look forward to talking to you next week. And have a great – would you have a good week last week?
I had a decent week last week. The NFL, a couple games, not so good. The Colts just absolutely embarrassed me at home. And then your Packers – as she was just talking about, got the cover against the Falcons. The Falcons was my biggest play last week, and they failed to get it done for me. So, overall, though, pretty good week. But you always remember the losers, never the winners, right?
Well, I'm kicking myself because I did one of these weekly things. I'd never done DraftKings before, but I did it this year. And I did I was between two quarterbacks. One of them was Andrew Luck, who I took. The other one was Derek Carr, who I didn't.
Oof.
And was also worth less money. I won a little bit. I mean, a little bit of money. I would have won a much bigger amount had I put
played
Carr
against.
In.
I played against Derek Carr, and I was pretty happy considering Luck's overall not so good performance to get 25 out of him. And I kept checking, and I was projected to win by like 50. And then there goes Derek Carr. Just touchdown pass after touchdown pass, running in his own touchdowns. I was like, this isn't happening, is it?
Well, I should have I had Amari Cooper, too, because he's on my regular fantasy team, and I always take him. I should have teamed him up, but stupid me. Anyway, Kelly in Vegas brought to you by Chanticleer Pizza. Kelly, as always, it's great to talk to you, and we look forward, as I mentioned, to talking to you next week. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Now, I need to, as we were talking to her, this is for Jill and Deb. Katie Harms texted me. She is a president of the Gopher Women's Volleyball alumna. She's president of the fan booster club. I should probably get on me because I called it the wrong thing. But are either one of you fans of Gopher women's sports?
Oh, yes. Basketball, softball, volleyball, you name it.
No.
Yes.
Because we actually, Katie and I, we're going to start on Tuesdays after the regular show. We are going to do a segment devoted only to women's sports.
Oh, very cool. So, and hockey, too. Go for hockey.
Brett Frost. They're really good, the women.
Brett Frost will be one of our first guests.
Very
our first
cool.
guest, because she's already said she will be the first guest and we'll do it, will be the Lynx coach.
Oh, right.
Nice.
Sure.
So, and then we'll have, we'll certainly have the volleyball coach. We've had him on already. And Brad I've known for years, and he... just a very quick story. Twice I've done this to him, and he hates when I do it. When they went undefeated, I wrote a column when they went to the Frozen Four guaranteeing that they'd win, which he just hated. Not the two. They got a crowd. Much like I would have guaranteed the Chicago win.
Yeah.
Too.
Ooh, geez.
But this one worked out, and I did the same thing this past year. Yeah, they got to win. I can't lose this thing. They're just too good. He hates when I do that to him. But he did. I did not do it 2 years ago, and they didn't win. So
maybe he should want you to do it.
I have. That's right. I have the feel. You know, when it comes to picking that Gopher women's team, I know when it's a good when they have a really good team. And
I got chewed out, Bob. Glenn Caruso, the St. Thomas coach, told me to stop referring to the Hamlin and Carlton games as the Hamlin bye week and the Carlton bye week.
Caruso is another local coach who I'm a. As a matter of fact, if they got Glenn Caruso and John Tower to coach at the University of Minnesota, both of those programs would make a major leap forward.
We don't want that to happen, though. We want to keep them where they are.
No,
we like where they are. They're happy. They're happy. I'm happy. That's good.
So what you're saying is that the people in charge over at St. Thomas wouldn't have the wherewithal, the ability to pick a good replacement for Glenn?
I don't want to.
That was very good.
I'm not willing to gamble on that.
He just turned into Ralph Cramden.
That was the classic, have you stopped beating your wife question? I don't know.
When it comes to the Tommies, he's easy. to get. You know what? We need to take a quick break. When we return, we will talk to Psychic Ruth Lorden. And I want to get her take on tonight. We haven't even talked about the World Series.
Oh, yeah. Game 7.
Okay. We were going to have Kevin Cusick on, but with all the Norv stuff, his plane was late in leaving. He was going to be at the airport. He's going just to be out. He's going to Chicago just to be in that area outside of the stadium because he wants to be part of that because, you know, he's a huge Chicago Cubs fan. He went to Northwestern. Frankly, I think it's a little sick.
I was going to go there over the weekend, and my friend was like, I was kind of sick. He's like, you don't want to. You'll die.
What's that area called?
Wrigleyville.
I used to live there.
Okay, so what's that big bar there? Because there's a bar that...
The Cubby Bear.
He's got no shot getting inside.
Oh, my God.
We did that for... St. Patrick's Day, and it was, like, unsafe.
No, but I mean...
People were so out of control.
Whoa, it's nuts.
It's 5.5 hours from game time, or 5 hours. Wouldn't you think that these bars right around Wrigleyville are already full?
It's Chicago. The bars are always full anyway.
There's more people.
It's a bunch of unemployed drunks over there, but... the Cubby Bear's got to be just mad right now. It's got to be just stuffed.
Too bad you didn't have the urban... Or the urban growler assault vehicle. You could have gone to Chicago. Stick a Cubs logo on it. You would have been doing very well.
Well, we could wrap up this interview and we could head down there.
let's get to take a quick break. Go to Ruth Lorden. All right, we'll be right
back.
For
years, I was getting a lousy night's sleep. I have sleep apnea and I wear a CPAP mask. I would be sleeping and I'd keep waking up because the mask would shift. I talked to Mike Lindell, the owner of MyPillow. He told me about a pillow that MyPillow has that would help, and it has helped. I sleep through the night now. I'm getting the best sleep I've ever gotten, and it's all because of MyPillow. My wife, Mary, has neck issues. She had disc replacement surgery. She now gets uninterrupted sleep because of MyPillow. My kids that use MyPillow, they all love it. If you're looking for uninterrupted sleep, go to MyPillow. Minnesota-made MyPillow, the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. It has one of the best warranties of any product you'll ever find, a decade's worth of warranty. I'd like to share the special offer with you. Buy a bed pillow for MyPillow and get one free. That's right, the old buy one, get one, but this is one of the best of them all. Two ways to get the special offer. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code THEBSSHOW. Easy to remember, THEBSSHOW, the name of this show. Or call the special 800 number, 800-320-3501, 800-320-3501. That is for the buy one, get one offer, and we have a very special offer for all of you who purchase and send us a proof of purchase. You will get a t-shirt from the BS Show, a BS Show t-shirt. All you have to do, like I said, is send us a proof of purchase. You find the information about that on the bsblog.com. I love my MyPillow, and I know you will too. Most of the time, you don't need an attorney, but there may come a time when you do. For many people, it's when they're involved in an accident. If you're in an accident and you're injured, you need an attorney. You need Bradshaw & Bryant. The law firm of Bradshaw & Bryant will make sure you know your rights. Many insurance companies don't want you to get an attorney, which is the best reason to get an attorney. And if you need one, you need to talk with Bradshaw & Bryant. They deal with the insurance companies. They settle things for you. There are no out-of-pocket expenses. They don't get paid unless you do. The attorneys representing you at Bradshaw & Bryant know what to do because they've done it before many, many times. At Bradshaw & Bryant, they believe in justice for the injured. It's more than just a slogan to them. Bradshaw & Bryant will use every legal tool at their disposal to protect your rights, be an advocate for you, and see that you are treated fairly. So, if you need an attorney, give Bradshaw & Bryant a call at 800-770-7008. That's 800-770-7008. Or visit their website at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. They're the attorneys to contact when you need help. They're the attorneys who will give you the help you need. SmartStart MN Ignition Interlock System knows getting a DUI can be a difficult time in your life. Besides the stigma and embarrassment of having a DUI, you have to worry about the possibility of losing your driving privileges. If that happens, you need to have a SmartStart Ignition Interlock System installed in your vehicle. The SmartStart Ignition Interlock System prevents a vehicle from operating if you've been drinking. With a SmartStart system installed in your vehicle, the state has to restore your driving privileges. SmartStart now is offering to come to your home or business to install its ignition interlock system. SmartStart has been available for nearly a decade, and it is the only locally owned and operated ignition interlock company approved in Minnesota. SmartStart has been involved in the crafting of Minnesota's ignition interlock program, and SmartStart representatives give seminars throughout Minnesota to clients, lawyers, and legislators. The people at SmartStart know it's a difficult time when you get a DUI. You'll find them to be compassionate, knowledgeable, and caring. and they can answer all your questions. Smart Start is run by attorneys who know the law. For more information, go to smartstartmn.com. That's smartstartmn.com. Or call 952-224-7050, 952-224-7050, and that's where you need to go if you get a DUI. We are back.
Brian Miller with a Y, BrianMillerComedy.com, at RealBrianMiller, B-R-Y-A-N.
Yes.
On Twitter. And you will be you'd have to sneak in, right? Is there like a back door they can sneak in?
Yeah, like the Cubs game. You go stand outside of the club, you kind of get the fan reaction from outside, maybe a punchline, a fly over the railing, you can catch it.
Well, is there a place where you could, like, they have seating like that?
Oh, you could hang out at the bar. You can come drink and talk. There'll be a lot of drunk comedians at the bar. It'll be a great time to just come schmooze.
In there.
So there's that. It'll be entertaining. Acme Comedy Company. This is the 25th anniversary of Acme
on
Comedy
Sunday.
Company.
Yeah, right.
On Sunday.
Jeff O'Brien is here, lawyer extraordinaire, AM 11. 30. We call him. He told us to call him Business Leisure Attorney because he's very, you know, doesn't like to brag about himself.
Nope.
And Tom Schreier, getting schnockered.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
He likes the candy corn beer. Brought by Joe Pavlik and Deb Locke from Urban Growler Brewing Company. We're joined by Ruth Lord and RuthLord.com at Psychic Ruth. Ruth, who's winning tonight? You're a Chicago gal. Are you going to let that get away?
I want the Indians to win.
What?
Let me just say a couple things. There's going to be more contention about this tonight than there will be about the election, because Cleveland's going to have some amazing pitchers, and the hype, the Cubs are the favorites on a lot of levels, but it's just this greed that happens.
So you
don't
see
know.
Cleveland winning?
I'm hoping.
Why is that?
Because if the Cubs win this thing, all that happens is the prices go way up to Wrigley Field, and regular people never get to go. And there's a lot of kids that are
going
to be like,
they're going up
anyway, wanting to go, and their mom and dad just can't afford it. It's just not right.
But you said you saw the Cubs winning not at
home. If they're going to win, here's how it goes, spiritually. If they're going to win, they cannot win in Wrigley Field. The other thing, and I was discussing this with a former Cub last night, it is 108 years since the Cubs have won. Now, anybody that follows yoga or spirituality from the Eastern point knows about mala beads. And like the Hindus say 108 prayers. You chant 108 times. The yogis do 108 sun salutations. That is their mystical, magical number of completion.
No.
I lost some mala beads one time and a doctor had to find them.
Whoa,
was it a proctologist?
It was a specialist of sorts, you know. It's college.
All right, now Ruth, we got that. How about the Vikings? What do you, with a change from North Turner to Pat Sherman?
No, it doesn't matter. They're playing at home. They've got good luck.
All right. Well, and because they
Angel
have
in the end zone, they'll have Prince. Remember
there.
That when the stadium opened, they invited his spirit. They played a whole tribute to his music. The first touchdown was his name. You know, they invited his spirit. They made it his place. It's just like on your ranch when you buried that spirit of that horse was buried in Chicago. They made a big deal for him, and he's there.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think he should travel with the team. He doesn't travel well, apparently. I mean, I know he's listening, Prince. You need to travel. They need you on the road. And
that's how spirits work sometimes. You know, it's like the curse on the Cubs is only good in Wrigley Field.
Now, what about will it be the curse of Hillary, the curse of Donald Trump come election day?
Donald is really, you know, he's gaining. He's gaining a lot. We're going to have to see. It does come down to Obamacare. And if Trump's smart, the day or two before the election, although many votes have been cast, something will come out about how your premiums are going up or how there's a deal made. Yeah, but even more, like the team, you know, forget about a deal with emails and, you know, the Muslim assistant of Hillary Clinton. Show a deal with Obama and the insurance companies. Then forget it. Forget it, or Hillary and the insurance companies. Forget it.
I learned something.
It's all over.
I learned something today I did not know. There are several states, including Wisconsin, where you can take your early vote back and re-vote. I had no idea.
Yeah, there's six
you
can states.
Do it.
Six
not
states.
Here, I don't think.
No, you can do it seven times here.
In Minnesota?
Yeah.
Seven times?
Yeah. Yeah, this was on, like, Vice News.
Well, that'll just wait for frickin' election day, then.
Hey, some people are indecisive,
okay.
Right?
Has anyone here voted early?
No.
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 I keep. Kind
I
of
have,
meant
but
to.
Not this year. Not yet.
It takes the majesty out of voting day.
I think so, too. I mean, to me, unless you're traveling or you're infirm, you should not be voting before election day.
It helps keep the lines shortened, though, so that everybody gets a chance and people don't get stuck on the – if people have to work and have a hard time getting out of work, that way it shortens the line.
They kind of let you off work for that. Yeah, I also have a hard time believing that that most people know you can vote again. I had no idea until today.
I had no idea.
Yeah, this,
7 times here?
It shouldn't be on a Tuesday,
though.
What
kind of an idiot you have to be? Oh, let me go back. I mean, imagine all the time you spend going back 7 times when you could just went on election day.
Yeah, Tuesday.
How does that work, though? Because your vote is
put in an envelope.
Anonymous.
No, so it's put in an envelope, and it's not, like, opened or something.
Oh, the ones that, yeah, that's right, when I did do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't count them until election day.
I know that, but your name is on what the vote is. On who you voted for.
They would have to some degree, to that way they would have you checked off the register. So if you tried to go back and re-register, they'd say, no, we already have one for you.
Wow, that's weird. All right, Ruth, what's your vibe of the day?
It's a soulful day and night when we everyday people get to rise and shine with the help of compassionate souls. Think Statue of Liberty and her spiritual sister, Santa Muerte. If we have been blessed in our lives, today, we must give back.
Well, that sounds like a good one. Lately, you've been good. They've all been good.
Mm-hmm. But this is an intense thing, seriously. If you've, you know, attitude of gratitude, but if you have had a good year, this is All Souls Day. And the saints, the spirits are watching. Give back. Do a good deed. Do some charity.
All right. I'll see what I can do. All right. Ruth, thank you so much. I'll say a nice thing about North Turner. Ruth Lorden. Ruth Lorden, ruthlorden.com, at Psychic Ruth. Tonight, you can find her at the Medina Entertainment Center. Get there around 6. The game will be on. I mean, you could be doing readings between innings. It'd be busy for you.
Yeah, the game, you know, I watched a little bit of it last night, but it's going to be good tonight. It's going to be good baseball. Last night they had a hitter's ump, but it's going to be different. And as I'm saying, you're going to hear that slow kill the umpire. It's going to be a lot of that tonight.
Oh, I like that part. All right, well, Ruth, thanks so much. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Thank you to Brian Miller.
Thank you.
BrianMillerComedy.com, at Real Brian Miller. On Twitter, BRYAN. Tom Schreier, the Schreiducer. ColdOmaha.com. If you haven't gone there yet, you want to go there today because you got the Wolves win, and you have the North Turner news. And Sam does a nice job. All you guys do.
Sam did. Yeah, I wrote about the Wolves last night. I was there.
It's a terrific website with some of the best young writers in the best young writers in the market. You don't get any of this old fogey stuff. Yeah. Like you see in other spots. And it is it's a terrific website, coldomaha.com. Jeff O'Brien, business and leisure attorney extraordinaire. We'll just do a hybrid of what we were doing. And thank you to Jill Pavlik, and I am saying it right?
Yep.
Right. Jill Pavlik and Deb Locke, Urban Growler Brewing Company. And you don't have TVs to watch, but you can stop by there. The address is 2325 Endicott Street in St. Paul, urbangrowlerbrewing.com. You can go and pick up a growler or two. There's no limit on how many growlers you can buy, is there?
Nope. And we'll carry them to their car.
How big is a growler? How many ounces is that?
64 ounces.
Oh, my God.
It's great for sharing.
So it's a half a gallon.
Yeah. Perfect for the game tonight.
You have a double growler?
Fist it, one in each.
Yeah. A gallon of growler. Boy, I wish I drank.
I'll have yours for you.
I will say this, though. When you come across with the caramel, salted caramel beer, I will be there to try it. And I am not a reformed alcoholic. I have chosen to consume my calories in food rather than drink, and that's a big part of it.
And if you can come up with, if you can throw in a cheese curd pizza, he'll definitely be there.
A cheese curd beer.
You guys have cheese curds, right? I feel like I had them there.
We've had them. But okay. It's a specialty thing. We do have food, though, so drink. You can come eat.
And let me also point out, by the way, little tip. Get the cheese curds, not the bread or anything. Fill up a plate, throw it in the microwave, minute and a half. And no cheese I've ever had that the taste gets so much better. A melted cheese curd without anything on it is phenomenal. I throw it in the oven. I throw some turkey on it. It's a meal. It's phenomenal. Because a melted cheese curd is so much better than just the cheese curd. And take a little bit of if you really want to go crazy, get a little bit of shredded cheddar cheese and put it on top of it because it gives a little oil.
That my wife makes a wonderful homemade vegetable beef soup, and one night she said, I threw some cheese curds in it. I thought I had a religious experience.
There's nothing like a melted cheese curd.
It sounds like breakfast and in Green Bay.
It does not have to be with the bread around it. You know, it doesn't have to be deep fried. It's much better not deep fried. All right. Enough of that. Enjoy the game tonight to everyone. Enjoy Pat Shermer, your new offensive coordinator. Thank you again to everyone here, to our listeners, our sponsors, and we will talk to you later. I just got to tell you, anyway.